Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Fortcast, the official podcast of Fort Healthcare. I'm your host, Dr. Michael Anderson. I'm very excited for our guests today. With us today, we have Megan Kootz. Hi, Megan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dr. Anderson?
I'm doing great. And Megan is one of our registered dietitians. And Megan, I always like to allow our guests to kind of introduce themselves to our audience. I've been with the organization over 20 years, and just tell us a little bit about yourself, where you came from, and how long you've been with Fort Healthcare.
Yes. So my name is Megan Kootz, like Dr. Anderson said. I am originally from Eau Claire, Wisconsin, but came down to the Fort Atkinson area once I started my dietetic internship. I worked over in some of the hospitals in Madison for my supervised practice. And then right away after graduating college with my master's, I found a job here at Fort Healthcare. So I've been with the organization about 7 months, but I have a really big passion for working with individuals and helping them with their dietary patterns.
We are so fortunate to have you. And I didn't realize that you came right out of your schooling with a master's degree. So there's a lot of education that goes into your field.
Yes, there is, for sure.
I happen to absolutely love the topic of nutrition. I find it extremely fascinating. Certainly my knowledge isn't as good as yours, but I am looking forward to learn. So I know we have an actual National Nutrition Month. So do you know, Megan, what month that is?
Yes, that is the month of March.
And why is that month important? Why should our listeners and our fellow humans pay attention to not only nutrition, but Nutrition Month?
Yeah, so National Nutrition Month is an annual campaign that was established by the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. For those people that aren't in the nutrition realm, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, also known as AND, is the world's largest organization that represents nutrition and dietetic professionals. National Nutrition Month, which we said occurs every March, was created to promote individuals to learn more about healthy eating and physical activity.
Well, those sound like very worthy goals. Can you give us a little overview on the importance of nutrition, maybe just like some cliff notes and how it impacts our overall health?
Yes, nutrition is such an important topic just because it can impact every single person here on the earth. Scientific evidence shows that healthy eating patterns can help people achieve and maintain their best well-being while also reducing the chance of chronic disease. Overall, eating nutritious foods can help with energy levels, graceful aging, mobility, strength, and quality of life. I always talk to people in my office that proper nutrition can never harm a person. However, having proper nutrition can help prevent negative health outcomes for anyone.
Food is medicine, and we never think of food as medicine, but what you just highlighted, it certainly could be considered medicine.
Certainly, for sure.
Yeah. And when we look at centurion studies and people who live a very, very long time, it oftentimes boils down to the diets that they're consuming over the course of decades. So nutrition is extraordinarily important because you can impact your overall health pretty easily with your dietary habits.
Yes.
So to dig a little bit deeper in that, Megan, when we talk about nutrition and balanced nutrition, what exactly does a balanced diet look like? And what are some of the components to that? Can you shed some light on that, please?
Yeah, a balanced diet looks different for every single person, depending on their age, if they have any chronic diseases or their health goals. But a balanced diet for most people is a diet that focuses on whole foods that are nutrient dense. What that means is that they have vitamins, minerals, protein, carbohydrates, and fats in them. This type of diet would emphasize fruits, vegetables, really high quality protein sources, whole grains, and low fat dairy products. A diet that is balanced would also provide a wide variety of foods to make sure that individuals aren't having any nutrient deficiencies. It's also really important to note that for a diet to be balanced, it must be realistic for the individual. That means that the diet needs to fit inside your life and your nutrition goals, not the other way around. So no restrictions, nothing where you're cutting out whole food groups, but something that can align with your body's natural hunger and fullness cues to make sure that you're not having any undue restrictions or distress on your body.
If someone would want to get more educated on this topic, to maybe learn more and be able to make those better food choices, how would they go about that? How would they go about learning to make those better food choices? Because obviously you can't see 1,000 people a day, Megan, and educate them specifically on their individual diet, as you just highlighted, that every person is a little bit different. So how would somebody go about that?
Yeah, the first step I would say is make sure if you're doing any nutrition research on your own, you are looking at professionals who are qualified. This meaning, make sure you're taking nutrition advice from registered dietitians, not anyone with other labels such as nutritionist, health coach, holistic, nutrition expert. Any of those mean that individuals aren't necessarily a registered dietitian and aren't fully educated on the impact nutrition can have. For making healthier food choices daily, look at studies and websites that are credentialed, such as the MyPlate website, the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics, and any other organization that has a credentialing body to make sure it's a legitimate website.
Well, that's some pretty good advice. So there's a lot of web-based resources out there for people to seek out and learn from. Is that correct?
Yes, there are.
Okay. Well, as somebody goes through the journey of life, Megan, how can certain health conditions impact their nutritional needs? And this kind of gets to that a little bit more of that individuality that you kind of spoke of earlier, that there's not a one size fits all when it comes to nutrition. It's a very individualized. So how can health conditions alter somebody's nutrition needs?
Yeah, that's a great question. People often want to find a one-size-fits-all approach, but that's not the case for nutrition. For example, protein, calorie, and fluid needs will be different depending on those lifestyles or diseases a person has. A specific example of this is for individuals with type 2 diabetes. A carbohydrate restriction may be really useful to help keep their blood glucose within desired ranges throughout the day. This overall will help reduce their A1C over time. That hemoglobin A1C measures your average blood glucose throughout 3 months' time. And for individuals with diabetes, the goal is to reduce that to make sure you're not having any uncontrolled blood glucose levels. By having a carbohydrate restriction, you are restricting part of the body's main fuel source to keep that glucose level in check throughout the day. This individualization with nutrition is also relevant when it comes to different age groups. So, for example, older adults often have different nutritional risks when compared to other age groups. Older adults are often at a higher risk of dehydration, malnutrition, and swallowing difficulties as they age compared to their younger counterparts.
Yeah, and as an ENT doc, I definitely see that aging esophagus and swallowing ability. And humans are humans. And sometimes if they can't swallow as well, they just don't eat as much. And if they don't eat as much, it's likely they're not getting the hydration that they need or the nutrition that they need.
Yeah, I see that a lot. Even for older adults, the dehydration can be a big challenge as there's mobility issues that can come with aging, meaning that they're not drinking as much fluid in fear of having to go to the bathroom more and not being able to get there. The malnutrition and swallowing difficulties, that can be attributed to the access to food, the ability to get and obtain healthy foods. So there's a lot of different impacts from different areas that can change how their nutrition is.
So Megan, tell me a little bit about the way you see patients. In other words, are most of the patients that you see on an outpatient basis, and do they require a referral from a healthcare provider? Can we just talk about that for one moment?
Yes. So I am the main outpatient dietitian at Fort Healthcare. For my job and my position, we do take referrals from primary care providers. So any of the clinics, the doctors there are able to send nutrition referrals if they see that you have a nutrition concern or you would like to work with a dietitian. After we get that referral in my office, we will have our scheduler reach out to the patient to be able to schedule that appointment with myself.
Yeah. So if you're a listener, or if one of your loved ones feel that they would benefit from seeing our dietary team, and specifically Megan, please talk to your primary care provider. I mean, Megan is available. She does a wonderful job. Her patients really adore her, and she's here to help. So don't ever hesitate. Some people will come away saying, how do I get to see a registered dietitian? And it's through your primary care provider.
Yes. And I will see people for any nutritional concerns that they are fearful of. So anything from weight loss to diabetes, tube feedings, or Crohn's disease, I will meet with you and help you through any nutritional concerns you may have.
Well, Megan, I can't thank you enough for being on this episode of the Fortcast. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is Dr. Michael Anderson. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to this episode of the Fortcast. Please check our website for our full library of our episodes of Fortcasts in the past couple of years. Other than that, I want to say thank you for listening. Share us on your social media channels if you enjoyed this, and have a great rest of your day. So long.